bedside.
This thing.
Remember that time they beg you for a shout out?
You don't blow it out.
Six episodes.
Guys. Welcome back to This Thing That I Do. And it has been like since October that I uploaded an episode. What have I been doing since that time? I've not been doing anything, but I've been cooking, I've been marinating.
I think the pot is black.
Anyway, I am back today. And yes, so let's get this bread. Nanugo, give me. So today, on this very special beginning, we have my roommate, Victor.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Nothing.
Yeah, what you just said something.
Yeah.
Say something.
Bitches.
Okay. And we have the one and only Ibisman.
Yeah, that's right. G, what's always going on?
Nothing. Anyway, so today's episode is about religion and some other things that we're going to discuss around that. So yeah, so have fun. How are you guys? How are you, Victor? How's 2024?
I mean, it's a new year, so the year is new. I mean, so far I've thought about giving up like 1,000 times, but we're still pushing. That's still here. That's not true. I'm finishing this stuff.
But do you have any specific plans for this year?
Usually I don't usually do plans though. Just like go with the flow. Mm-hmm. See where it takes me.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Ibisman?
Well, this new year has been crazy, man. All I can say is day 28 without beating. So I think I'm making a very, 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 very good something. As per things I want to achieve. But this year, I don't want to deceive myself, Jerry. I don't want to say something like, I'll not beat again, or I will not find something, or I'm going to change, all those kind of things. So I just want to be true to myself, Jerry. I just want to finish this school P. Shall you get?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, me, I'm okay. I just want to.
With knocks,
I just want to graduate. And I'm sure now. I just want to graduate. How religious are you? Or are you religious?
Why do I have to be the one to go first?
Why not now? You're Victor.
No, like, what does that have to do with anything, guy?
Yeah,
anyway, I mean, how do I put this? I'm actually just there, like, you know, just because I feel like religion is separate from what you actually believe in anyway. Mm-hmm. So then if it's what you actually believe in, then that's like a personal thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that I have my own personal relationship with what I actually believe in anyway, which is God. So
yeah, I was about to ask you that.
Yeah, but ask me that.
If you believe in God.
Yeah.
Ibis.
My mom is a pastor. Mm-hmm. My dad is a pastor. So the answer is obvious. Plus.
What's the answer? The answer.
Because if they listen to this episode.
I feel this own.
I swear, I've not yet have a job or another house. But personally, right now I'm in a conflict, guy. Because, like, there are so many things I'm reasoning, Jerry. And plus, we were in that group now. Where I say, I know to send. And that guy started to attack me.
Yeah.
But that's my dream. I know to send this religion something, Jerry.
But do you believe in God?
Summer. Yeah, I do. Thank God for life.
All right. Do you feel like if you were not born into a Christian family, you would, like, somehow find your way and be a Christian?
I'm not actually sure about that, because, like, as a person, I'm usually based, I usually do things based on, how do I put it? Should I say statistics? I don't know. Because, I mean, it's kind of rare for you to be born in a family that has their own religion and be like, okay, yeah, I want to just change my religion. Because first of all, like, you are going away from your own family. So yeah, imagine if all of a sudden you just like said, okay, now you want to go away from Christianity. That is your family's religion. I'd be like, okay, you want to go to Islam or something. Looking at you, one kind of like, bro. Because everybody seems to believe their own is the real one, right? Yeah. So you don't know which one is actually the real one, or except by faith. I mean, based on your own belief anyway. So I feel, yeah, if I was born in another family, I would definitely have another religion or their own religion.
Yeah.
That's at least 90% for sure.
So are you doing it because it's your family, or you're doing it are you staying because it's like, oh, it's the family this thing, why should I change it?
No, not really. I mean, I have my own mentality, exactly. At least at my own age right now, so I know what I want, definitely. And then, I mean, everybody has their own beliefs, so
yeah.
Whatever you feel is okay for you is okay.
Yeah. What about you?
One more. First off, the personal conflict is not in Christianity, it's religion. I believe religion has more disadvantage than it has advantage. And like I said this on Twitter, they attacked me. But like, I feel it's true. Because like, let's say advantage of religion now, it helps our moral value in general. Like, there's some kind of things because people feel like there's a higher being out there that's watching us. So there's kind of things that people not do. There's kind of crimes people not commit, not even because of the law. You get, so if there's absence of religion, then all those things, the world would not actually be a better place. But then the fact that people are good people because of religion, the fact that people are good people because they want to go to heaven and not because they actually, like, sometimes people help people because of, you know, reputation, all those kind of things. And like, that's bad. Like, if you want to be a good person for yourself.
Yeah.
You get, so like, so that's me. I'm having something with religion as a whole. So if I was born in a Muslim home, I'll still question everything.
Yeah.
I'll still be like, what's this? And just like the whole religion, everybody's defensive about it. I'm just like Rita said, because like nobody wants to believe their own is bad. Do you get? Because now if you go and ask the Alpha now, hey, what's this? He might tell you that, hey, don't question it. You're not supposed to say this. So that's the same way you go and meet your pastor. I'd be like, why did God not do this? Why did God not save that? I'd be like, God is omniscient, God is omnipotent, blah, blah, blah. They're not really giving you answers. They're just laying on the surface. So me, if I was born into a Muslim home,
still ask questions.
Yeah, that's it. So it doesn't matter for me. I'll still be at this point in my life questioning everything.
Yeah. Do you feel like, because sometimes I used to feel like everybody just doing the same thing, just like different ways. Like, do you feel like that?
Yeah, now, Def, like, you know, it was even last year. I'm not like, I used to think of like the Muslim religion in a whole different way. Because, like, when we were little now, the whole place, like where I grew up, they'll be like, they are bad people, they are bombers, and stuff like that. Do you get? So, like, I used to now think that, because I was trying to be very open-minded, I used to think that it's Christians that are trying to spoil, like, but when I now talk to this, my Muslim friend, it was not like, that's how they actually paint them Christians too. They used to paint us, like, in a whole different manner. So, I feel like everybody's just doing the same thing, man. Everybody's just trying to... That's the bad thing, though. Now, I believe that all of us can coexist, because at the end of the day, our morals and our values are the same thing. Nobody is violent. No religion is saying go and shoot anybody.
Yeah.
Or go and kill. Everybody just saying live your best life, help your neighbor, all of that.
Was there any point in your life where you like, you questioned your religion and you like doubted it, and you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, now Def, like, now Seth, now, go, presently, guy. There are some days I'll just stay and I'll be thinking like, come on, this thing. Is it really? I don't know. Everything is looking shaky. But it's me, Sha. Because I still believe in God. Just like Victor has been saying, it's personal race.
Yeah.
Today I didn't go to church. Last week I didn't go to church. But someone cannot tell me I'm not going to heaven because I'm not going to church. Right.
Today we went to church, and the place was full.
Yeah.
I said everybody just standing outside. They never send us. Everybody just outside. Yeah, like another, and we just bounced. Like,
because, I mean, there's just claiming religion and stuff, and then you do something like this. Like, what is the point of after everything? Say go to church, and then I say okay now, let me wake up early today, and take my bath in this cold, and then force myself to go to church for myself. I was not thinking of attendance or anything. This guy just came out and was like, oh, you guys came late, blah blah blah. Next time we'll let you sign attendance. Like, sir, we don't care about that. I mean, we are still here. We actually don't care about that. We just want to actually enter and actually have a service.
That was the funny thing. Cause I was like, bro, I never even come for this attendance. This attendance that is a scam. This attendance that is scam. Like, bro, I just want to enter church. And last, we just stayed outside. So Victor, what about you? Have you doubted?
I mean, obviously now. I mean, we are humans and we are like, how do I say, we are created to. I don't want to use Mr. Biology here, but I mean, we are meant to like reason stuff and then obviously doubt stuff. So yes, you are going to doubt something
that you've not like seen.
Exactly, that you don't have concrete proof or like concrete evidence.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I just actually like sit down and then think about some stuff and be like, okay, if this is this or this is that, I don't really know how to put it because like that's another topic.
Yeah.
So I have some stuff that I can think about and like reaffirm myself that okay, I mean, sure, like this is real.
Yeah.
Right. So if it's not necessary, it doesn't have to be the same for everybody. And then I feel at least this stuff have to actually come from somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's not even just, I mean, there's still the historical stuff. You can see like some of these places in the Bible that actually still exist. And then events that actually still exist. And even our calendar now, with the OBC and AD and everything. There's some people just say that's how it is. That's like when the rumor started or something. But I mean, that's to come from somewhere. Yeah. So yeah. Everybody doubts. I can't speak for everybody, but yeah, I doubt sometimes. But yeah,
I think everybody, like, you ask yourself questions because some things will not. If you see this thing, if you see people, all these atheists on Twitter, if you see them fighting and arguing, they will tell you inconsistency, like seeing a plot. I'm like, guy, what?
Yeah, at the same time, you can actually see some people that actually like go against these guys, and then they will actually reaffirm your beliefs and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It will definitely happen. You question everything around you. There's a point where you definitely question everything. So, I think it's very normal. No. Okay. So, everybody here says that they believe. So, what has... And it's to some extent, everybody has said, So, what made you at least somewhat sure that okay, this is where I want to be.
Well, there's something this guy said one time when my mom took me to one church. He said there's nothing like luck. And to some extent I believe it, because how do you say somebody is more lucky than another person? So in terms of something like that, I don't believe in luck. I believe it's God's grace. And the Bible has already said that there are some people that God favors more than so. The grace of somebody or the anointing of somebody is different from another person. Do you get? So like those are signs of like God being alive. Plus me, I'm alive now. And that's a sign. Thank you very much.
I think it's stuff. So yeah, it's personal reflection and then experience anyway. Yeah. Based on things I've seen, because we've gone through a lot in life, right? And then like we are where we are because of something or because of nothing, depending on what you believe. So I believe that okay, I'm where I am because of God.
Yeah.
Right? So and then I mean I've read the Bible, right? And at the end of the day everything still goes down to faith, right? You can choose to believe, you cannot believe. That's the main thing. So why are you having faith? At least the way the Bible said it, the Bible does not necessarily tell you to believe when you see miracles or when you see evidences. You believe, then you see evidences.
Yeah.
So yeah,
as I is, I mean, I believe and I've seen evidences, so
yeah. I think it's the same. I think it's just experience, because there are some things that will happen in your life, and even with this stupid book thing that we're reading now, it's like, you know how well, like, you know that, there's some things that will happen there. I just be like, nah, this one's not my power, guy. So it's not my power at all.
Guys, it's not luck. I can't be that lucky.
Exam stuff. And yeah, this luck stuff, because, man, I feel it's actually like grace. And then, I feel the Bible is actually absolute, because, like, no matter what you actually want to say, or, like, in terms of people struggling or something, the Bible will tell you that people struggle, and this will happen, and that will happen. You can just decide to bring some kind of belief that you believe anyway. So in terms of this luck stuff, I feel it's grace, and I feel I've actually had a lot of grace in my life.
Yeah, real.
To take me to where I am right now.
Well, why things not feel just soft now?
Like, ever since they left Eden, guy. Anyway, none of us here are like Bible scholars or anything. No, we're just saying what we've experienced and what we've thought in our lives. How do you guys feel about religious leaders? How do you guys feel people act towards religious leaders? Because let me, if I start now like this, I will say that the way some people treat some of these people, in terms of like my own Christianity now, from what I've seen, sometimes people idolize these people, and it can be very creepy, sha. That's just me. What do you think?
Way more than creepy, like it is creepy, because you see this stuff, you see people doing some very, very, very funny things, disturbing things. I mean, I know people are desperate, right? But you can't be actually that desperate. Something's not right here. So that's another stuff. You like, you look and you be like, because sometimes I see some stuff and I'm like, okay, this stuff is actually not normal, because we are human beings and we can't actually be this stupid. So yeah, something is actually not right here. And then in terms of what I think about religious leader, right? Again, I said this stuff is actually a personal stuff. So
yeah,
I mean, you are not meant to believe your pastors or your religious leader or your. Listen, I'm a Christian, so I'm going to be using pastors most of the time. I don't know about other religions, how it works, because I'm a Christian again. So, and as being a Christian, I don't think you are meant to believe your pastor. Yeah, sure. You can work closely with your pastor. Your pastor is more spiritual than you, and definitely has more anointing than you, allegedly or suggestively. But at the same time, your pastor is not going to hold your hand and take you to heaven or wherever the goal is. So, you know, you have your own race. The race is personal. And then, for some reason, these guys do some very, very funny things. Or the pastors themselves do some very, very funny things and become shocking to people. And then I'm like, why are you surprised? These guys are human beings. Not shocked. Like, it can happen. And again, the Bible is absolute. The Bible says this stuff will happen. And it's happening. Also, reasons why actually I believe this stuff is actually real. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. If I speak, I'm going to be very controversial. So let me just cook quickly, because stuff is already taking very long. So like,
yeah, I see smoke everywhere.
Victor's already said everything about religious leaders, but for the part of like people doing stupid things, to some extent, I won't blame them, because it's all based on theories. Let's not lie. Like, most times, it's based on theory. Like, some people have not actually seen, like, something very supernatural. So like, when some of these fake guys bring something and then there's explosion, there's something, some of these legs healing, some of these and it might, even though it might be some fetish things, you know, they're just quick to believe, as per they've not really, their stuff is not really based. That's why this guy said it's a personal something. So like, if you develop yourself personally, you don't know the need to like rush into all these things. And plus, it's very easy to create theories out of other theories. So like, if you've not had that personal experience to like practicalize the theory that you've been seeing all these things. Somebody can just come and create another one, branch. And the Bible is very, very subjective. It's absolute, but very subjective. Meaning the way you interpret it is not the way another person is going to interpret it.
And that was like a lot, almost every religious text.
Exactly.
And one very funny thing, or should I say annoying thing about this religious leader stuff is that we actually do need them, at least in terms of our religious practices or whatever. But then if your religious leaders are fraud, where are we going to? That's
my own is that reason why personally I cannot call anybody that's not my father or daddy. That's my own. I feel like there's no individuality. I feel like some people want to be like their pastors, or they want to imitate their pastor or something like that. And I'm like, you can do your own thing, you can be your own self. I get people like a leader is a leader. You're definitely going to look up to your leader for sure, but you're your own self first before you are like supposed to be, or you're molding yourself to be somebody else. You cannot be somebody else. If you're molding yourself to be somebody else, you'll be like your own version of that person. You get so I feel like, in as much as okay, this person is there, this person is going to guide me. You remember that, you know. You say, remember that. Okay, I'm John. I'm not this person. You know, I don't know how to put it though. But
aren't leaders like? Is that not what like leadership is meant to be? Like when you mold someone to be like yourself. Mm. I mean, obviously,
mold yourself to be like the person.
I think that's leadership.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what leadership actually should be. I feel the main problem is that, nobody knows, guy.
Are you supposed to lead people to like be like yourself? I think you're supposed to lead them to be a better version of themselves.
You're supposed to be better versions of them. That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. These people are supposed to be better versions of themselves, but they want to be like this person. Something like that.
True, I just say we should be like him. So that's not even helping.
But that's Jesus.
Be a better person of
that's the thing. We can't even be close to like what he was. Just like
mainly, like just be good, right?
Yes.
Just be good. But yeah. I get what Benoit said, right? But I feel there's still some semblance of common sense. I mean, like, okay, you take the Bible, right? I saw it somewhere. I don't know how true it is, but I think it's true. They said the Bible is the most accurately translated history book. Sure, there are different versions, and then there are different ways people actually can misinterpret what it's actually saying. But I mean, you see some stuff and you should be sure that okay, this is not actually in the Bible. So why are you doing it? Because you didn't actually read it.
Yeah.
So it's now on you, now on the leader, or on the what's it called? On the individual that is following this leader anyway.
Yeah.
So I mean, at the end of the day, nobody knows, guy.
Yeah,
it's still a personal stuff.
It's a walk, like your own journey. And these people are there to guide you. Like, they're there to guide you and tell you, this is this and this is that. And even though, like, some people will come and they'll be fake, they already told us that one, that, you know, beware and all of those things. So,
yeah, but not everybody knows that.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Not everybody
where
knows
are we
that.
Going to exactly?
Everybody be, I truth to be exposed, I guess, eventually. Just be exposed eventually.
That's the promise anyway.
Yeah. You guys know what satanic panic is,
yeah? Yeah, now def now. I've had first hand experience.
Okay. Gee, let me this guy. So basically, when all these artists, all these people use like some kind of symbols to, like, let's say satanic symbols, or they dress like demons, they do something that is, doesn't even have to even relate to any devilish thing. It can just be scary, like a horror movie, something. And then people start panicking, and then people are like, oh, this person did this one, this person did this one. Typical example, Doja Cat, Lil Nas X. So what do you think about it?
For me, I feel like it's niggas overreacting. These people overreacting, Joe. Because I mean, the way Christians even do it is, first it goes in stages. First, it'll be like, if it was another religion, of course we know the other religion they're talking about, then it would be like, people take us for granted, then it is cancel. And then, but the thing is, they keep falling for these baits. You keep falling for all these things, guy. I mean, having first had experience with Satanic Panic when my guy left group, come on now, because of Doja Cat. Guy saying Doja Cat was demonic. Like, you should, I feel like all of us were smart, Gen Z. You should be able to grab that. This is definitely promotion, guy. Because now, after all the whole album, she don't even do Demonic Kini again. We don't even do Demonic Kini again. She just, like, left that whole stuff. Like, yeah. She's almost on her own. So, you know that it's just for promoting and everything. So, you get me? That's my own journey. I feel like we should stop overreacting.
Vic.
Well, I mean, first of all, I feel there's a, like, very thin line between, like, what people actually believe is demonic and, like, what is just evil, borderline evil. Because, first of all, it's so very, very strange how these people have actually associated the color black and red,
like,
to, like, satanic self, not even just evil, like, just borderline pure evil,
like, why generally. Can't it be white,
so, if you, right? And then, I mean, if you have, if you, let's say, like, for example, now, Jaka's video now, where just, like, red and then all the stuff, and then someone's like, oh, this is satanic, oh, blah, 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 blah. I mean, the leaks of the video has nothing to do with that, first of all. She just said something about attention. First of all, the leaks of the video does not have anything to do with that. Second of all, like, this guy was just there, and then it's just the aesthetic that looks very, very weird and off to people, and is it not so funny how people actually believe more in this satanic stuff than in actual religion or like in God, because it's so like alarming. I don't know how to put it, but anyway, it's cool, it's all cool.
What may I believe is that first on two people's parts, on the viewer's part, on the like the people that are consuming the art or whatever, like, we've seen this thing before over and over and over and over and over again, and somehow is still triggering. Like, that's the attention that they are getting, that's what they want, like, and you're giving it to them, and it's like, if you just ignore this thing, it's not going anywhere. That's just the 101. If you ignore it, it's not going anywhere. And on the artist side, it starts doing now. Like,
side note though. Like, once you watch music video, just listen to the music now. If you just listen to your music,
you know, sometimes you don't even know.
You would not actually know these things, guy. I mean, if it was in the lyrics, sure.
But nothing concerned lyrics.
See what they said in this. This lyric where she said, fall off what? I ain't seen a horse. Somebody made this video saying that she was talking about four horse, four horsemen or something. Wow. The four horses or something. I say, bro, wow. Come on now. Like, the interpretation, the meaning is in your face. And some people say that, oh, it's deeper than anything consistent. But what is there?
Why are you digging?
But at the same time, exactly. At the same time, it's like, what are you looking
for? Offense at this point.
What are you looking for? Like, where you see, I feel like someone wants to say something, because the way the world is now, they want to say something, nigga, they will tell you,
right? Like, they will, right, guy. Like, will these put guys it out there, good, guy. Yeah, they don't
the context of everything will explain the meaning of something. So if you're listening to this song and you hear that thing, and then you know that, okay, this is what it is. So yeah, I don't like when people stretch for the sake of conspiracy. That one is to add to the panic. Somebody come and say this song, come and say this song. Meanwhile, it does not mean anything. Rema performed in Uta Arena. He had the horse. There was red, exactly the color, red and something. One girl, like, she made like a vlog out there, and she came out of this and that. She was feeling a spirit in the place or something that she does not know what was wrong with Rema. Bro, that was like,
I think I saw that video.
It was peak entrance.
Most of them, it's just us trying to feed that curiosity, because if you remember all those rubbish theories when we were kids, Ben 10 went to on fire, all those rubbish. I feel like don't people
not gonna lie, I used to believe that stuff,
of course,
they broke all my CDs.
I grew up and I was like, Nigga, what? Guys, this thing is animation.
I'm happy for my... Like, bro, who is the cartoon?
Bro,
I'm happy for my parents, and they not send any of this thing.
True,
but
anyway, my parents don't watch this.
So I just feel like, bro, people should just calm down. As I said, sometimes it's not that deep, and people just stretch it, give them the attention or whatever. So, yeah, I think we should learn, guy. We should just learn. And if you don't like it, ignore. Nobody's forcing you to consume anything.
Really?
Nobody's forcing you to do anything you don't want to do. So, yeah. After so many trials and tribulations, and I'm happy for this episode because it's like, do I want to do this thing? Do I want to do this thing? I'm like, bro, why not? Like, it's life. So, yeah, I'm happy I did it. I'm happy it has been done. Thank you to my guests, Ibisman and Olatunji. Olatunji Victor, do you guys have anything you want to say?
Guy, let me drink water now.
Guy, leave my water alone, guy. Rest. Victor, do you have anything you want to say, please?
I mean, on it all, it's good. Thank God. To God be the glory.
Right. Okay, thanks, guys. So, Bolema, what about you?
Don't mind anything we say in this episode. The episode is not to make you like doubt like your religion or something. This episode is not to make you doubt yourself or like say, oh God, now they've opened my eyes or something. Like, don't mind us.
No, anybody, I will. There's no anything that you will sleep, you wake up.
Yeah, it's just speculations. And like, we're just three teenagers sharing our thoughts on topic religion. So like, it's a personal journey, honestly. Just think about it. Like, stay true to yourself. Praise God. Inshallah.
Right. So anyway, that's basically it. We're just talking. We're not trying to convince or confuse you or anything. These are just things that we've thought throughout our lives. So yeah. And yeah. So I don't know when we're going to get the next episode, but I'm happy I've done this one. And this is like the first 4 years only episode we're having like in a while, because I just did use ketchup, the spam ketchup. So yeah, I hope you like this one, and thank you very much. I don't know when I'm dropping the next episode, but thank you for waiting, thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.